What's up, everybody? Fusion here. This week on PFA, we got Rylus joining us from the Bahama server. We go over the new battle adjustments, talking about upgrades and two-handed weapons and grips and all that good stuff. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Catrude Alpha!
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, the Final Fantasy XI podcast that brings you the biscuit on latest news, events, all that other good stuff. My name is Fusion X.
I'm Squigalicious.
Kieran.
I am Kieran.
Yeah, no, dude, I lagged.
Oh,
that wasn't my fault, dude. I totally lagged that time.
With us this week, we have our guest joining us from Bahamut. He is Rylus.
Hello.
Yay, Rylus.
All right, we gotta do something first. As I'm sure everyone has noticed, Steak is not here this week. He came to me on Thursday and told me that his father had passed away. You know, I'd like to offer our thoughts and prayers out to Steak and his family. And he wanted me to let everyone know that if you would like to offer your condolences, you can do so on his MyFFXI page at myffxi.com/steak. So, yeah. It's kind of a downer.
Hang in there, Steak. We're all behind you.
We got your back, buddy.
We love you, Steak.
All right.
In a very manly sort of way.
In a very heterosexual way.
Yeah. I think that's been trademarked. That's like a trademark
yeah.
phrase now.
Wow.
All right, so I guess we'll just move on to Play Online news for this week. Got a couple cool little tidbits. First thing, it wasn't mentioned on the U.S. site. They're actually holding a kind of fan festival type event in Osaka. This is going to actually happen in early November before we get our fan festival in Anaheim. And it's a lot cheaper, too. It's only like $21 for them. Go figure.
Yeah.
From the sound of it, they just get a dev panel and they get an in-game item. So they're not getting the whole, you know, event and stuff that we're getting with, like, the, you know, the live quest and that kind of stuff. It's just, like, a little, you know, gatherings. Like, devs would be like, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Here's your in-game item. Get out of here. Which, man, it's like, the Japanese people always get all the good stuff. You know, they get stuff at Tokyo Game Show, and, like, they get Nomad Google Rides, and then we get, like, the fan festival. We're like, sweet, you know, we're getting something, and they're like, oh, by the way, let's do something over here in Osaka.
The leftovers.
Yeah.
The law.
It's like, I was so pumped. I'm like, dude, we get the fan festival, like, all this news is going to be coming out, and then they're doing something in Japan a couple weeks before. You know, like, I'm hoping that they don't release everything at this. Like, I want something to be left for our fan fest. You know, because if they come out with everything before, what's left for announcements at our fan festival?
Yeah.
They're going to come out, it's like,
this takes place during the Crystal War.
No, really?
Lol, you're kidding, right?
That's just fantastic. So that's cool. I'm wondering that. It's probably the same in-game item that we're going to be getting, too, which is kind of a bummer, because I was kind of hoping we'd be the only ones to get it, but, you know, we'll let Square Enix do what they want to do. Now, big thing this week, I was really excited when I read this, battle system adjustments.
What?
Which is, I was reading this, and I'm like, what jobs can I benefit from? Because, like, they got grips, which is going to be, well, you know, let's go, and we'll talk about this. They talk about how, you know, they've been thinking about the attack frequency and speed by, you know, dual wielding. Because in TP burns, as a lot of you guys know, those things fire off a lot faster than any two-handed weapons do. So they're looking at that and they're like, we need to do something about it. So they're going to introduce what are called grips, which you can put in your offhand weapon when you're when you're using a two-handed weapon. An example they give of this, it has, like, two-handed weapon delay minus 3%, and I'm sure, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of different types. You know, they say they don't want to have anything that's too powerful, but just, you know, a little something just to help you guys, like Samurai, Dragoon, Warriors with Great Axe, just so you can fit into TP burn kind of parties a little bit better, it looks like. They're also going to adjust two-handed weapons where when you attack, like, a high-level opponent that has, like, high defense, a two-handed weapon is going to do more damage now than they, like, are currently. doing, which is kind of cool.
Awesome. That is awesome.
It's like, man, pimp dragoons out, man. That's what I'm talking about. Give dragoons an upper hand and just we'll be like the new Ninmore. That's what I'm talking about right there.
I'm looking for
right, as if that'll ever happen.
That will happen, man. We're already like the new Red Mage Ninjas. I'll get into that later. I'll get into that later. But yeah, so that'll be cool. They're also going to go back and adjust some of the stuff, two-handed weapon skills. You know, like Penna Thrust, you know, Dark Knight stuff, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So very excited to see, you know, what the kind of changes are going to make to those. I know, Squig, you have Warrior. I mean, do you use Great Axe a lot?
Unfortunately, no, and that's kind of too bad because it's one of my favorite weapons. I did use it. I snuck it in all my parties from 1 to 75. Keep it leveled.
Yeah, because they wouldn't notice that. It's like, hey, when did she get the gigantic axe in her hands?
Actually, surprisingly, they didn't. So
she waited till she was like 3 hours into the party where they're all half asleep.
Basically.
It's like, is it a great...
I come in with my two axes and then, you know, just kind of on the sly. Hey, I'm going to slide this in.
There you go.
So I was able to keep it leveled 1 through 75. So,
Oh my god, if Nobuto slams the door again, I'm going to kill him. Did you guys hear that?
No.
No, we didn't hear it on our side.
Kill him anyway. Okay.
But, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. I'm really curious to see, you know, these kind of grips that they have, whether it's going to be, you know, just delay, if they're going to add things like haste or, you know, I mean, there's so many things that they could do, but at the same
time,
they said that they don't want to make anything too crazy, so it's like...
Dude, except that they should make something crazy.
They should. I want a grip to drop off of, like, some H&M that gives you, like, delay minus, like, 10% or something. What I could see them probably doing is, besides just, like, the delay grips, maybe have, like, you know, a couple accuracy or something on them. Because I know a lot of people that use two-handed weapons, like Dark Knights, Dragoons, they, you know, they have accuracy issues. Might be nice to see. I'm really hoping, you know, to see some good improvements with the rethinking these weapon skills. Maybe Impulse Drive will actually do some damage now, Square Enix. But, you know.
Intense.
Need.
A ham.
It's like, there's not a lot of good weapon skills Dragoons get. And, like, the one you quest, you're like, okay, cool, I got this new weapon skill, and it does horrible damage on a good day.
Yeah, so, I think you need to readjust all those very last weapon skills, because everybody gets them and they're looking forward to them, and then a lot of times they're trash. Yeah.
If you master your weapon and you like get this, you know, you're like, you know, I'm the best guy in the pole with a pole arm in the world. I got this cool new weapon skill. You go to do it, and it's like, oh, 200 damage. Lol.
Like Black Halo for club is trash, pure trash.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what. Makes me angry too is with Dragoon, you know, there's a couple of darkness skill chains that you can do with Impulse Drive, and you never want to do them because Impulse Drive sucks.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll, you know, rework a couple of those and we'll see some improvements. Alright, so that is all we got for Play Online news. Well, we got a little bit of a PFA site news, and it kind of ties into Play Online news a little bit too. Real quick, for a long time, Square Enix's U.S. online store has sucked. They've been reworking it over the summer, and it's going to be opening. Actually, it'll be open by the time you guys probably hear this. It's opening on August 20th, so there you go. It'll have a whole bunch of cool exclusive site stuff, you know. So check that out if you're interested in that. It's going to have, you know, a bunch of Kingdom Hearts stuff, Final Fantasy figures. So that'll be pretty neat. This is just what I need to spend my non-money on. Also, kind of Play Online news, they haven't really said anything, but I noticed it. A couple days ago, I went onto the Play Online site, and where they have the Vanadil Win, the live cam in the corner, there was a different, it wasn't like an in-game picture. It was like a, I don't know if this is going to be like the box art, or the, you know, the cover art for Wings of the Goddess, but it has the, when the atlases were released, it had like the world map that was done by, Ashitaka Amano. I want to say that's his name. Anybody? Anybody?
No clue.
Bueller?
No clue.
Yoshitaka? Yeah, Yoshitaka Amano. You know, the Final Fantasy artist. He's been doing stuff for a long time. But it's like a world map with that, and it has what I'm assuming is Altana and some of the avatars and everything like that. And that was replacing the live cam feed. And it says Wings of the Goddess on the bottom. So I'm thinking, if I remember right, didn't they upgrade the live cam with Otter Gone before the expansion came out?
I honestly don't know, because that never really interested me. I looked at it once, yeah, and I got bored within 5 seconds, and so I stopped looking at it. So
yeah. I want to say that Otter Gone was in the live cam a little bit before the expansion pack actually came out. It looks like they're doing the same thing with Wings of the Goddess, so maybe we'll be able to actually see some of these new areas before they even release anything official, which would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty
nice.
So I'll, you know, definitely keep an eye out on that. If you guys see anything cool, you know, screenshot some of that stuff, put it up in the forums. So
it might give them a chance to kind of, you know, bring back some of my faith in the game.
Yeah,
that has been lost as of recent.
Yeah, I've heard you.
Yeah. Yeah, you've heard Mike complaining and moaning.
Yeah.
All
right, I guess that'll take us into in-game, then.
Holy crap. Episode's moving entirely too fast already.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah. You just turned the Belgian guy into Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh my god, get to the chopper!
Oh my god.
Dana, get down!
I'm your racer.
Okay.
Listen to me. Come with me if you want to leave.
Dude, I swear to God, actually, it's funny I brought that up, because I had a friend of mine in LS who had a PL, like a macro set.
Oh no.
And his like suggestion to follow him was literally, come with me if you want to leave. Because we'd be all into like these like levels are like 5 levels higher than me, you know, so it's... It was pretty accurate, I would think. But, you know, anyway, of course, he was a, you know, Galka. He was a Galka paladin that was power leveling
me.
Oh,
man.
So he was very honorable Schwarzenegger with
big old scary guy. You're just like, all right.
Is your name John Connor? I'm looking for John instead of Connor.
Oh, my God. Dude, you should... I would totally love to see, like, this big, like, Galka... named like Arnold or
Arnold.
Something, and then have
no,
like this little
Ahnuld, Arnold.
Arnold,
and then have
with no
like,
R sound whatsoever.
Have some little humor, like this little Taru guy walking around with him named John Connor.
Hey man, I see a comic idea coming
then,
up from that one.
And then you get another guy, like an Elven or something, name him like T-1000 or something, and just have him run around in circles.
AB-1000. Lol, it's the attack of the metallic gill sellers.
Oh, lol,
and we just totally ruined that comic if we ever wanted to do it.
Oh, man. Wow. We're due for a new comic. I don't know. I'll have to think about that one.
Yeah, you haven't had one in a long time.
But anyway, I guess we'll jump into in-game. So, you know, as always, we'll start with our guest. So what have you been up to this week, Rylus?
I've been up to quite a bit, actually, which probably doesn't sound like quite a bit. Because right after you guys recorded last week, I did Chains of Promathia 2-5, which is the Mammoth fight.
Okay.
And I went with
man,
a lot of people from TFA Link Shell, like Tyken
and
Mr.
Lag.
Coffee. And Tyken actually dual box on Biggie.
Right.
So we did that, and we found out that Blue Mage / Ninja is actually really good for that mission, because they went as Ninja / Warrior, and I went as Blue Mage Ninja, and I killed my Mammoth and went to help them, and theirs were only at like 56% and 46%.
Wow.
And I had like MP to spare. It was crazy.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. Now we're up to like 3-3 or something. We have to go do the Antlion soon.
Mm-hmm. That's the mountain.
Yeah,
I hate that mountain.
That's going to be fun. We have to wait for Ty to get
there
first.
Yeah, that thing is a pain in the butt if you don't know how to get up it.
Yeah, I've never done it, so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then after that, I went a little bit level crazy this week, and I got my ninja from 28 to 37 in practically 2 days. It was like 2 days and probably like a little bit of a day before that. And then after that, I got my blue mage from 60 to 62, and I'm 8K from 63 right now. So that's really nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Alright, very cool. Well, good luck on that mountain. That thing is a pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Decidedly.
Yeah. Is that all you have? Hello?
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah. I like, just
dude,
totally
you
muted myself.
Nice. Alright, cool. Who wants to go next?
I vote Squig.
Can you give me, like, probably 5 more minutes to have somebody else go next?
Oh, dude, I'm not even going to go into what it is you're doing.
Fighting for my life right now.
Why that is deterring you from your podcast. Okay, I'll go ahead and go. If that's okay with you, Fuse.
No, go right ahead.
By
all means, sir.
Fuseon. So, yeah, as contrary to the past couple episodes, I actually have done something in-game. I got a couple of parties, and I got to 62.
Oh, very cool.
And then proceeded to lose 62. Mm. Yeah, so I'm only like a couple of hundred like away from it. But it was quite amusing, you know, the loss. And I'm not going to go into it, because I don't like to call out names. And, you know, not so many people listen to Remora, and I don't want to alienate anybody just yet.
The three people that listen that are from Remora, it's all your fault.
Yeah, no way, dude, that's wrong. but I do want to apologize to a couple people that are on Remora who's, like been kind of pissy at my absence. Well, not pissy, but they want me to come back and play, and I've just been so busy and so much stuff going on. You know, and so I just want to apologize to my friends on Remora for not getting on. So, big apology goes out there. But I did get 62, and I'm only like 300 or 400
very cool.
XP away from it. That, and, you know, being fashion. A Corsair, yeah. there's no way in LOL that I'll ever be able to solo that. You know, I'll jump back on eventually and grab a party and get that taken care of.
Very cool.
Other than that, man, just partying, farming some stuff, making some more money. I had to support myself, you know, because I ended up getting that peacock charm. So, running low on the bullet fund. You know, this Corsair is not shooting very many faces recently. Other than that, that's pretty much the end of my end game.
Cool.
And, you know, obviously other than my Arnold Schwarzenegger comment earlier. And, that...
We'll have to get Shin to give you the Corsair fight walkthrough for your,
Oh yeah.
Last limit break.
As if I'm not lead enough to handle that on my own.
Yeah.
But I totally had something else for end game and I forgot. That sucks.
How could you do such a thing?
It's kind of an out of game, in game thing. So I started back classes a couple weeks ago. Actually 1 week ago now. So it's decidedly not a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, dude, and Chinchilla is totally on if they want to call. If you want to call her,
is she?
Yeah, she just sent me an IM.
Oh, wow.
Oops.
You should decidedly do that.
Let's call her in.
And so I was in this area where you know normally people who are sitting there playing WoW and Final Fantasy are hanging out, and I walked by this guy sitting in front of a laptop, and I look over, and he's in a party in Kuftal Tunnel. And I was like, oh my god, dude, I don't know you, but I love you so much. Because, I mean, the guy's just sitting there playing Final Fantasy. It's
nice.
The most awesome thing I've ever seen. And that was just particularly cool, I thought. And so there are people out there that still play. And that just really made my day. I sat down and I started talking to him about the podcast and, let him know who we were and kind of hit him with the URL while he's right there. And he went over there and he signed up for the podcast. So, and he's on
forums.
God. No, he's not on the forums yet. But I'm trying to remember what server he was on. His friend was on Fairy. I remember that, but I cannot distinctly remember
He just dropped.
Oh. Okay, that's cool. What's up, Chin?
Yo, Chin.
How'd it go?
It was going badly.
Uh-oh.
It didn't really go horrible. But...
Did the Jailer of Love not give you any love?
No love from Jailer of Love.
Aw, that sucks.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Where is Kieran?
Not here.
It's cool, too, like, right in the middle of a sentence. It's just like, oh boy, I kick.
Why? Oh boy.
All the da-da-da for.
Because we're waiting for you to connect to the call because you went, why?
Yeah, I went, doo-doo.
Like mid-sentence, we're just sitting there and we're like, it got quiet.
Yeah, what was I talking about when I got lost?
The guy, he didn't know what server he was on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to apologize to him because I totally forgot his server in case he actually listened.
So mystery guy, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to...
Shout out to
the cool kid sitting
one guy
at University game room area place.
I'll have to be keeping an eye out for that. I'm starting school later this week. I'll occasionally see someone on their laptop hooking up some 11.
Yeah, man, you should totally mention that.
Go over and be like, hey, you should check out this website.
Hey, dude, I'm totally famous. You should listen to my show.
Like, walk over to him, like, pull out a card, like, here's my card. Yeah.
The big blue pet food alpha color cards.
Well, I should make some of those. That'd be cool. Hand them out at the fan fest.
Right. Oh, dude, I don't know if I told you, but I wasn't going to be able to go to the fan fest because it's the middle of the week.
Yeah.
And, dude, that's still, it's still up for grabs, man.
Is it?
Like, I have no idea whether I'm actually going to get to go or not. Because, as you guys know, Dark Crystal is going to be moving
right
to the East Coast as of November or so, and it's just like it's all up for grabs.
Yeah.
So I can make no promises, but if it is at all possible, the Kieranator will be
the Kieranator
Fan Festival 2007.
Very cool. I'm not sure.
And like four people listening in our audience will just went, hey.
Nah, man, that'd be cool, man.
Nah, man.
Get the cool PFA picture.
I can't promise that I will not be intoxicated.
Well, there's only so much you can do. You're on a trip, you're going to enjoy it, right?
I can't word, dude. If I'm all the way like across the United States, I will be intoxicated.
He is the one man to complete the live quest while completely drunk off
while
his ass.
While completely tossed off his ass.
Lol.
Of Remora. I should get like 4 in-game items for that.
Nice.
Dude, actually, coincidentally, now that you brought that up, my group from last year, we owned that live quest, dude. We were done in like an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. I mean, we just killed it. And like everything except for like the big, like the scavenger hunt wasn't the big problem. Like the biggest hard problem were actually the in-game questions, because it's the most redonkulous shite that you've never heard in the game.
Do you remember any of them?
Dude, I can't. It was like, they asked you, like, certain materials you require to make certain, like, crafts.
Okay.
What NM spawns in this area.
Okay.
What are the cardinal directions, but, like, what are the crystals that represent each cardinal direction?
Oh, wow.
And, wow. Dude, they were intense.
That's a hard one.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, what button do you press to do this? It was hardcore stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, what is the heal button? It's K. No, you're wrong. No, it wasn't anything like that. It was definitely hardcore.
I'm kind of pumped because, like, between me, Ty, and Coffee, like, we're a bunch of freaking nerds. Like, I'm sure we'll probably know most of that stuff put together.
Yeah, nerds going camping.
Well, nerds unite.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll just beat up people that, you know, are trying to do it ahead of us.
Yeah.
I'll be the... I can see that now. We'll have the nerds actually doing the paper, and anybody who tries to get in line to the NPCs there, I'll just push them out of the way and say, what? I'm Kieran, biatch! Get out of my way!
Everyone that walks up to do it, you just grab them, you're like, no.
I'll just use the Belgian slash Arnold voice. And
all the people walking in LA, you're like, what were the answers?
Yeah. Like, give me the answers. I'll take your lunch money. Nah, I'm not that kind of guy. But it would be funny.
Yeah. Totally.
All right, dude. I'm done with Endgame, so please don't let me hold you up any longer.
All right. Squig or Chin? Who wants to
I
go
am
next?
Out of trouble, so I can go next. I was running around Monopolis, and I was kind of entertaining two different gobs with my black mage, so I survived, that's all I need to know. But I haven't really been on much in game. This weekend is basically my only time I've actually been on. We did a Diamond Squiff from Diamond Squiff from Run, cleared it. We got, what is it? I think Thief minus one feet dropped.
Okay.
And then what else did we do? I did a salvage today. We didn't really get anything worth anything. We got the level 15 Thief Corsair Ranger Beast Masterpiece, which nobody wanted.
Right.
So
I can't imagine why.
Dang, can you send that to me?
Did a couple of assaults.
Okay.
Two that I'd never done before, so that was kind of fun. We're gearing up to do the Alliance Avatar fight, which I'm really, nice. Really excited about.
Yeah, that sounds
and,
really cool.
And I've also been running around grabbing cutscenes for my three paths COP mission, so we'll probably be doing like all the fights and stuff next week, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's cool. Good luck with
and
those.
And a little out of game. It's been kind of a drag this weekend because on Friday I actually went and sprained my ankle.
Oh.
So I've been in pain most of the weekend.
What did you go and do that for?
Yeah, I know, right? I was doing an obstacle course, one of those whole army things, and I landed on one of the obstacles wrong and ended up spraining my ankles.
So what obstacle was it?
She was climbing the mountains.
The man mountain. The man.
Oh, whoa. Climbing the man mountain. No
Wow.
I'll have to pass.
Let's pause so everybody can get that idea out of their head. Okay.
Thank God it's gone.
Anyway, that was basically my week or weekend. I'm hoping to do a little bit more next week because the Link Shell is doing Sky next week. I did see this week, so I was kind of out of it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully next week I'll be able to do something else.
Yeah, go and kick some COP butt.
Go and kick some COP butt and maybe...
Kick some cop butt? Yeah, baby.
maybe crossing fingers, see a couple more people get Zenith mitts, so maybe I can get mine eventually.
Nice.
That's my never drop.
I honestly think you have a better chance of like claiming Fafnir and having that drop than you do seeing those drop off Genbu.
There was one guy that had been waiting the last guy who got him had been waiting 2 years for the drop, and he finally got him. Oh, I'm like, oh no,
that's crazy.
That is
yeah,
crazy.
I know.
So that it?
That's it.
Alrighty. Shin.
Yo.
Chilla.
What have you been doing?
In the gazame?
In the gazame.
True.
Gazame.
Insane in the gazame.
Insane in the gazame. Okay.
Right.
Lol.
Did some Dynamis Windy on Tuesday. That's always exciting. We all know that.
Yeah.
We actually didn't do too bad. We only had like 18 people, I think, and we made it to the Death House and just ran out of time.
That's not too bad.
No.
Wow.
So, I mean, it blows because you get too many losses in Dynamis.
Party
you get all emo.
And
yeah.
Don't want to do it anymore.
The whole morale just.
Yeah. So then.
Whoa! What was that?
That was the morale decreasing sound.
Oh, it sounded like a fart.
Whichever. It's the same. It's pretty much the same feeling. You get just, then you got to stand around. And you got to take it in a little bit. And you're just like, I don't like this anymore.
I've been trying to level some black mage, but haven't been able to get any parties.
Right, that's a shocker.
So, yeah, I know, right?
Like, dude, why do I keep hearing farts out?
What?
Somebody just made another noise. It was like,
that sounds like a duck. That doesn't sound like a fart.
Someone stepped on a duck.
Quack.
Somebody stepped on a frog and a duck at the same time.
Okay. That's disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
You're the one making the noises.
This is the worst episode ever. All right, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay, anyway, so I've been, I've been just killing goblin pets on Black Mage. Having, no fun whatsoever, not getting a party. So, yeah. Let's see.
What level is it?
38. Yes, I know. Such a high level.
It is. I mean, that's almost 39.
Put it this way. Numerically, you're halfway.
Huh?
Numerically.
Numerically, you're halfway.
XP-wise, you're like
one millionth of the way there. Yeah, you're not even in a percentage that exists in the human world to like describe how far away you are.
True. Wow. Did some Omega today. We had two of the hands drop.
Okay, that's
kind of cool, because...
Cool,
I gave the last two paladins, yeah, gave both of them the hands, so that worked out really well. We can start moving on, giving those to, like, LOL Blues and whatnot.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Rylus is like, don't make fun of my blue mage.
Don't make fun of my blue mage.
PWN Blues.
Yeah, blue mage sucks.
Awesome.
Cannonball needs to get the blue out. Anyway, sorry, I'm kind of tired. LS tried Vertra again. Didn't go so well. Definitely didn't get it to 1%. But, I don't know. I just think we were just missing some focus. We were expecting it to be, like, exactly the same as it was when we did it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just doing different TP moves that were just, like, kicking our butts.
Yeah.
He actually turned at one point and breathed all the black mages. So it was
hey,
pretty much.
Hey, you guys are pissing me off. Just breathed them.
Why? What is this damage you keep doing to me? Why do you do this to me?
Why did you are hurting me? I did nothing to you. Death.
Which I'm sure is, that's probably exactly what it sounds like. But...
Yeah, Vertra seems to have a different accent every single time.
Actually,
it
really just sounds like. Like screaming
roars
on ventrilo is all it sounds like.
I bone you.
You beep, son beep. God is beep.
You big son of a Oodia.
Oodia.
Yeah, I'm sure Virg is like, what the Oodia? And just
Man will own him eventually, but
yeah,
Thursday just wasn't our day.
Apparently not.
We attempted our first Jailer of Love today, which was pretty exciting.
Because, yeah.
We actually had a pop set. We actually have two, but
we didn't
want to try again.
Yeah.
we did really good, but
yeah, I'd say that's pretty demoralizing, I would think.
We didn't pull it far enough, like, out. Mm-hmm. Like, where the pop point is, there's, like, three Aerons.
Okay.
Just chilling. They don't aggro.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about those.
Oh, you do, because you pull with Diaga. You pull the summons off of Love.
Oh, right. I forgot he had summons.
Yeah, he's always got summons. Yeah. And so, like, I was on Red Mage Sub Ninja, and I was Diaga-ing the summons and pulling them back to the Black Mages. And don't die. And just this one time, we got, like, two Aerons. And it just... Wow, Udia that out. I don't want to...
Wow. Yeah, Udia.
Yep.
Anyway, so... Sorry. We got one of those, and... I don't know, it pretty much went downhill from there.
Well, I mean, it was your first time doing it, too, so...
Yeah, and we know now, to pull it out a little bit more. I mean, other than that, like, we were we were owning it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't really do damage to it until so many summons are killed.
Right.
Like, you've got to kill, like, 3 sets of the Zomits, 3 sets of the Sharks, and 3 sets of
the... So it spawns different types of mobs, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget the last mob. Oh, the Wang Fish.
Wang!
And okay, the gold spawns, fish, yeah.
And once it spawns a set of three times of each mob, then it'll just spawn Sharks.
Ooh.
And that's when his regen is gone. So you're just getting 3 sharks at a time.
Okay.
But he only summons every 2.5 minutes. And it takes maybe 3 or 4 tier, whatever it is, 3 guys to take them all down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we were doing really, really well on that. Like, MP was high. And then we just pretty much,
you know, took it
in the bum from them Airns.
Well, right in the buttocks.
What kills you only makes you stronger, and what kills you again makes you D-level, so don't die again.
Oh, and my Corsair is still level 74 from Thursday.
Aww.
I just don't
sweet, know. Sweet, I'm one level closer.
What's all the people D-leveling this week? What is this?
I don't know, dude.
It's a curse.
I didn't D-level this week.
But usually if I D-level, I run right out and, like, level it right back up. But I just haven't had, like, the energy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just cap it, man. Cap it, 75.
Cap it? What's...
Yeah, man.
Who caps XP?
Merits. Actually,
besides school.
My white mage is capped, and my black mage is like 10k away from cap.
Yeah. Well, those are jobs that are nice to be capped, because you die a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, white mage, it doesn't really matter, because you got that whole re-raise 3 thing going on.
Yeah.
But black mage, yeah, black definitely need a little bit of help on there.
Yeah, definitely nice to have a buffer on black mage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, buffer on Black Mage. Buffer on
I just
Black
so Mage. Got owned by a whole bunch of goblins in Mavopolis. I slept 2, and suddenly I guess there was like 2 behind, or a whole bunch behind a building that I didn't see, and suddenly like 90 of them come out of nowhere and start whipping my butt. I'm like, no!
I just kind of got owned too. I was fighting another Calibri solo.
Simultaneous ponage.
Yeah, but I actually lived. Guess what my hit points are?
1.
Yes.
Hey, I guess right. Wee.
Yeah.
I'm the winner. Okay. So is that all you got, Shin?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Is that all you got?
I've had a crazy week. A lot of cool stuff, a lot of lulls. We were just talking about so I guess I'll go into that. Wednesday we did an Ultima run, which is pretty, actually went pretty smoothly until the end. He got a little crazy, but we managed to take him down. We got was it the head and the feet, so that was pretty cool.
Dude, if you had said legs, I would have just broke down and cried right there.
We also did a Tailor of Faith this week, which is pretty cool. No torque. We were looking. We spent, oh my god, like 2 hours trying to get Temperance. That's the pot one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was just, that thing would not pop. So we finally
I hate Temperance because you gotta run so many people through C, and there's always that one bastard that just goes AFK and never tells anyone.
And then he comes back, and it's always like the new guy to see, and he doesn't know where anyone is, and then he doesn't know how to get anywhere, right?
Can someone come get me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dead. You're the only white mage out here. Sorry. I hate you.
But so we did some of that. Another Limbus today. I got my blue rivet, so just need another piece, and then I'll be able to upgrade some Derg AF, so that'll be pretty sweet.
Nice.
Totally pumped for that, because I've actually been I've been doing a lot on my Dragoon. I've been getting a little bit into soloing, believe it or not.
That's too bad.
I know, right? Like, I remember a long time ago, I'm like, I'm never gonna solo. Soloing stupid. And I just got bored, and I'm like, I'll go try and, like, solo a Puck or anything, which was pretty cool. I soloed a Puck, and then one of them killed me. Went out and killed some more. I ended up dueling with Coffee Samurai. Was, like, 73. We were actually getting, like, chain 5s on Puck, so that was kind of cool for a little bit.
Came a trio, kind of.
Yeah, we helped, what was that spell we got for you?
Oh, what is it?
It was the
I have no idea.
The blank one that Pucks have.
Zephyr Mantle.
Yeah, Zephyr Mantle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rylas came out, we got him Sacramento, so that was pretty cool. Actually got a merit when me and Coffee were duoing, so I went ahead and I got my level 3 polearm merit going now.
Nice. So
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I got my level 3 elemental magic merit. I forgot to mention that.
So we did a dynamic Sandoria on Friday, which was interesting. I was the assist. It was the first time I had ever done it, so that was kind of
a little
trial and error in some places. And we had some kind of weird wipes. I don't know what was going on. I would like to think they weren't all my fault, but
yeah.
And I think
they were.
Stuff just wasn't clicking. I don't think it was anything being pulled wrong. Just something happened, and we're just like, oops. Then, oh my god, more Dragoon lols. I was talking to a friend of mine, Noble, and he was like, dude, I just saw this video where these two Dragoons duoed Fenrir. I'm like, that's pretty cool. He's like, yeah, dude, we should try that. I'm like, well, I need some more avatars. So we went and tried to duo Shiva, which resulted in death. But it was going pretty smooth. Like, we weren't running into any problems. And then she two-houred, and that killed us. If we had super jumped...
What day did you fight her?
Oh.
Do you remember?
I think it was Water's Day.
Fire on Fire's Day.
Yeah, if we had super jumped that, we probably would have been alright. But, for another day, we'll go back and try it again. But it was pretty cool. Yesterday was great. I logged in. There were a couple people up in Sky trying to get a group together for Pops. And there was, like, maybe 5 people up. So I come up there. It was, like, a paladin. I can't even remember. There wasn't a white mage. So I'm like, well, I'll come up, Dragoon sub blue, until a healer shows up. The only time a white mage did show up is for raises at the end of the whole thing. Like, I was main healing Sky Pops on Dragoon.
Wow.
What were you fighting?
We farmed up a Diorite, we killed Uli, we got a Despot, and we killed Brigandish Blade?
Brigand,
and we killed one of those. That one got a little crazy because the tanks died right away. But, we killed all of them as me main healing.
That thing is a pain in the butt to heal for.
Yeah,
especially if you got a paladin tank.
Oh, yeah, well, and in the middle of it too, my wyvern got killed too, so I had to call him back out. But no, it was awesome. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, you guys know we just did Pops as me healing. We're sitting there, and a bunch of people were dead, and they're like, is anybody alive with Rays? And I'm like, no. So we're talking to one of the Link Shell leader who had just came on. He was like, he just got out of a party on his Nin. I'm like, we need some raises. He's like, well, why can't anyone else raise? Like, don't we have a white mage? I'm like, I've kind of been healing. So it was kind of, it's one of those things, you laugh at it, but it was kind of, like, you look back, and it's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Like, forget white mages, man. Just get a bunch of
hey, if you use blue sub, it still does healing breath, right?
Yeah, any mage job.
Any mage job, that's what I figured. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it'd be any different from blue mage, but I figured.
And if you guys need a white mage around for avatars and Ty's not around, you can look me up.
we'll be fine. We're going to duo it.
I've duoed it with Oshi before, but he was on Nin and I was on White Mage, so it was slightly different.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be cool when we get that done. Also, I want to give a shout out this week. A friend of mine from Full Eclipse quit the game this week, Vampire. Which kind of sucks. Like, he just kind of came out of nowhere. He's like, I'm going to quit. And we're just, the whole link show was just like, okay. Like, why? But, so yeah, shout out to Vamp, and, we'll miss you. On a side note, Billy will be out of the way for the home on body now, so that'll be something to look forward.
Oh, wow!
You greedy bastard.
Hey, you know what? I'll take what I can get.
But, okay, you should write him, like, a big thank you note. Thank you for quitting. I just got the drop this week, and,
feel free to come back anytime.
You know what'll happen? Is he'll come on like the day after I get it, or he'll come on like the day before we do another Omega or something. So that'll work out nicely.
And he'll get it and then quit again.
Yeah. But also did some.
What's up? I think Fusion's inspired me. You know what I'm doing right now?
Are you on
Dirt? I'm soloing on Dirt.
Yes.
Lol.
Yes. I don't even have Dirt unlocked on this.
I'm 27 and I'm running around playing slow with my pole arm.
Nice.
My Dirk is still level 55.
Oh, should, whatever happened to your duo went with that?
Yeah, it just kind of stopped.
It just kind of ceased and desisted.
We were going good, and then we realized we were leveling Dragoon. And then we just kind of went downhill from there.
And we're like, WCS?
It was funny when my friend came onto the shell and said that he was going to quit. Everyone's like, well, why? You know, what's going on? I did a C-com, and you know, I was like, wonder what he's doing. He was on Corsair. I'm like, oh, well, that's why he's quitting. He tried Corsair.
Oh, hey.
Ouch.
Lame.
Yeah, I did a couple of results, too.
So. All right, if you give Corsair a pet, you give Dragoon a pet, you know, and we both have two sources of DD, dude, we all Corsair would want to be so bad.
Are you going to give Corsair a parrot?
A pirate.
Give a Corsair a parrot.
Give him a parrot with an eye patch.
Give him a parrot.
Just name it Polly.
Yeah, and instead of casting any spells or attacking, he just like feeds him beer and just like makes the Corsair just like increases his defense because he can't feel anything.
Give him like a drunken fighting style. His accuracy goes down, but his attack goes up.
That's already
no way. He just buffs you. He's like, bam.
He swings at you. He's like, you want to go outside? Come on, I'll kick my ass.
No, it should be totally random. Like, every now and then, he'll just be like, I'm adding two to your roll. And, like, that made me bust, you bet.
Yeah,
It's like a two. He's like, he grabs a two. He brings out a three.
Nah, dude, the parrot should help you cheat. So, like, it'll roll the dice up or down one. So, like, instead of right before the dice hitting, it's just, like, the bird rolls it over to make sure it hits a specific number.
I'm starting to think we're a little tipsy here, talking about a parrot with, like, rolling cards.
Drunken powers.
Drunken pirate parrots.
Drunken pirate powers. Well, that's
drunken
too many P's.
Drunken pirate parrot powers.
Oh, my
drunken pirate parrot powers.
Drunken pirate parrot powers.
Oh, my
God. Oh, wow.
Parrots in a pirate hat.
Parrot power.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess we'll move on into, Treasure Coffer.
Treasure Coffer.
Drunken Pirate
Lost
Powers.
Lost as to what
Drunken
goes
pirate.
On with Treasure Coffer without steak.
Yeah, it's all so good. He went ahead.
There is no Treasure Coffer
He did the rolls for us, so we got everything figured out. Our Linner. What's our Linner?
what's a Linner?
It's a who. It's Linner. A who. It's not
like
a what.
It's lunch and dinner. It's Linner, you know. Our winner from last week was Fafi from Bahamut, so congratulations to him. His prize is in the mail.
Great job!
This week's Treasure Coffer question is, what is the command you can use to make it so you are unable to select Wyverns, Automatons, and Avatars? What is the command you would type to make it so that you cannot select those? PM your answer, address, name, server, all that stuff to Treasure Coffer on the forums, and you will find out who wins next week.
Oops.
No, the Treasure Coffer questions are going.
Hey, I like my answer. Did you read that?
Yeah, me too.
I think that's a great answer.
Oh, I wish that was.
All
right.
Don't hit me, Chen. Don't hit me.
Email. We got a couple of
emails.
Our first email this week comes from Atlan Ray from Bahamut. What's that bad?
Igpay Atlanlay?
Igpay Ray.
He says, I've decided to take the big leap from my sofa to the desk chair, so I was wondering if you have any advice for a 3-year PS2 vet moving to the PC.
Get a controller.
Get a controller.
Don't
get
way
a controller.
Too long to do.
Don't get a controller.
No,
get
please.
If you're used to playing it on, if you're used to playing on the PS2,
no, wrong. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
If you're used to playing it on the PS2,
I've never seen someone playing with a controller that can even do half the stuff someone playing on a keyboard can do.
Well, you haven't seen me play that.
Because, like, if you're playing on a keyboard, you can actually switch between macro lists. Exactly. Like, you can actually switch macro list on the fly, so you can have multiple macros. You can't type unless you use the soft keyboard, so it slows you down in party. You know, especially if you're pulling and you're like, lol, add, you know, you need to let them know that as quick as possible. I mean, it just benefits you 10 times more.
Well, if you've been playing for 3 years with a controller and a keyboard, you got it down. I mean,
exactly. I mean, that's what I've been doing. You don't want to play. I have all the G15. All the computers that I have are laptops. You don't want to play with that short keyboard. Without a controller.
But yeah, it's the same idea with like people that play with a mouse. Like, I've tried playing with a mouse and I just can't do it. But some people like love it, you know. But if you're moving from console to PC, definitely get a controller. There's actually adapters you can get out there where you can use your PS2 controller on the PC.
Dude, and actually you can use a PS3 controller and just plug it right into your computer, recognize it immediately.
Yeah.
Dude, actually just don't tell people to use controllers.
Or that.
Yeah.
You can try it with, you know, do the keyboard route. If you want a controller, go out and get a controller. There's a whole bunch of different things. Logitech has a couple of USB pads that are similar to the PlayStation controller. You get, I think, Radio Shack has the PS2 controller adapters for the PC. There's a whole bunch of different things you can do.
Here's a hint, too. If you don't want to be lame, like the controller people, and you use a keyboard, switch it to compact, because that makes it a lot easier.
No, it doesn't.
Because I never used the keyboard for any game, ever.
I use the full keyboard all the time.
I put this on, I changed it to compact, and I was zipping around doing my thing like a noob in minutes.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's got their own preferences, I guess.
I agree with Chinch.
And some are more right than others.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm with Chinch on this one, dude. Controllers are
Mouse is worse. I just tried using my mouse because you guys were talking about it, and I aggroed a Fulmar.
GG.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I can't do it worth crap.
Yeah, how do people run around like this?
That's what I always wondered.
It's horrible.
It's a dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-do-do.
Like, can you imagine trying to run up that mountain for COP?
I just ran into my Moogle and knocked his little afro off. This is how people get stuck, like, in weird places, and they have to call a DM. Like, it's not, like, hacking or POSing or anything. It's just, I was using my mouse to move somewhere, and I got stuck in between my Mog House and Fort Winders. That's not possible. Yes, it is.
Nice. All right, our next email comes from Child, Midgard Swarmer server. He says, so after 2 years, I finally hit 50 as Corsair, my highest level job thus far. In fact, I stayed with the party that night until I capped at level 1. Capped the level at one measly little point until 51. Now all that's left is to do my Genkai 1. Unfortunately, recent events in my Link shell that I've been with for 2 years have caused the Fellowship LS to tank and die. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Hey guys, you guys want to go help me with this this mission? That'd be cool. He's like, no, we're all leaving. Bye.
Yeah, break Link Shell.
So after the leader left, accompanied by a few other high-ranking sack holders, the accursed World of Warcraft. Oh God, a bunch of
not again.
WoW strikes again.
WoW strikes back with a vengeance.
So he says he's contemplating about changing servers. He's thinking about joining a server that includes the host of PFA, and he says because we are awesome. Which, you know, I'll agree with. We're awesome. I could always use a little self-esteem boost. He's trying
he's coming to Remora?
He says he's trying to decide. Kujata with Steak, Bahamut with me, Squig, and Sammy, Carby with Chin, or Remora with... What's your name?
Don't come to Carby.
Say, what's her name?
No, I said, what's your name?
Oh, dude, you're going down, son. I know the first time I'm going to meet you is at the fan fest. You're going to die.
Yeah, but you'll be drunk, so you have a good excuse.
Wait, what's this guy's name again?
Child.
Okay, Child, listen.
With a Y.
If you use a mouse or a controller, don't come to Carbuncle, because I will never give you the time of day.
Lol.
I am so, like, racist when it comes to keyboards and...
Racist?
Racist.
I think that's going to be the incorrect term.
Yeah, because Eskimos use controllers.
Controllers?
Oh, I'm so confused.
Eskimo right now.
I'm afraid.
Oh my god. How I totally forgot something from in-game. I don't know how.
So did I. I was just thinking that. We're already done.
Wait, we'll finish the email. We'll finish the email. You know, it's up to you. I know everybody would probably, you know, love to have you. Carbuncle is probably more of an end game thing. So if you're level 50, I'm not sure, you know, how much you're gonna be able to do. I don't even know if Jin would let you into the Link show. Not that I'm saying Jin's a bad person. I'm just that's all end game.
Dude, I'm 61. I'm not even in an end game.
Yeah.
You're a noob.
I don't know.
I got your noob.
Steak is in a shell in Kujata.
Is that what that feeling is? Cool. It's a nice little Link shell that Steak got into. Yeah. He's got me a pro as well. I mean, there's not a lot of people, but they're all pretty nice. Caitlin's in it as well, so. Right.
And then, you know, we got the PFA one on Bahamut. So, you know, take your pick.
Pick your take.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Yeah, okay, so endgame. Who else has something they forgot?
Me.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Okay, so, like, this whole week I've been on, like basically the lunch shift at work from, like, you know, 10 to 5. And Bune's window has been open, like, right around the time I've been getting off from work, like, all week. So me and this other red mage have been doing it all week. Duoing it all.
And what is Bune?
Bune, it's the Wyvern type NM in Gustav Tunnel.
Okay.
That noobs die to when they try to go camp there. He drops. He's got like the 0.5% chance to drop the enhancing sword.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nice sword.
Yes.
It's very nice.
I tried to solo it first, and then I was just like, this is gonna take forever, or I'm gonna just, you know, lose my footing and just get
bored. Right.
So I had a red mage friend come out, and it's just so easy with two red mages. Like, the thing, we went from, like, an hour and a half dueling it the first time to about a half an hour to 20 minutes, and I think we did the one yesterday in about 15.
Cool.
So, yeah, nice. I've been having a lot of fun with that.
Nice. Is that it?
Yeah, don't use controllers.
Controllers of the devil.
You couldn't do Obi-Wan with a controller.
Yeah, you could.
No, you couldn't.
Could if you knew what you were doing.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah. So anyway, after Limbus today, my Link shell.
Yeah, but then again, if you knew what you were doing, you wouldn't be using a controller.
Anyway. After C today, my Link shell, we had came up with it last night. We were going to go and try Bahamut version 1. And Woo. We totally kicked its ass.
Well, I'd hope so, because if you wiped, I probably would have laughed.
And you know what? When we beat it, I was using a controller.
Lies!
So,
yeah, what'd you have, a full alliance?
Yeah, we had a full alliance. We went in there. It was a really smooth fight.
Well, it's not a hard fight if you're not playing with people with controllers.
Oh my god.
Wow.
LOL.
I'm going to find out where you live, and I'm going to send you, like, a box of controllers.
Dude, that'd be awesome, because I'd just light them on fire and send them back to you. On
and
fire.
And hopefully they'll get to you before they're no longer on fire.
I can't imagine the U.S. Postal Service would be mailing flaming
rain,
package.
Rain, wind, sleet, or snow. Why does that not include fire, man?
Why fire packages?
United States Postal Service would deliver in rain, sleet, snow, hail, any weather condition. They could deliver when something's on fire.
Hey, Phil, get out your fireproof mail delivery suit. We have another one of those flaming boxes.
We got another one of those fire. From this person named Chinchilla. Apparently she's a pyro.
Yeah, what is this,
just
controllers? No, because the guy would be like, what is this, melted controllers? You noob, he'd call you, he'd be like, you noob, what are you using, a controller?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And then he'd be like, hey, I know you, you're Roffelderg, controller boy.
Controller boy.
Controller boy and mouse woman.
Everybody out there that uses a controller needs to send Chin hate mail.
And anyone that uses a controller needs to not send us email, because boo to you, sir.
Yeah, how are you going to send us email when you're only using the soft keyboard from the freaking controller? It'll take you 5 weeks to type up the whole email. We'll get it like a month later and be like, dude, what the hell is this talking about? Oh, keyboards and controllers. Oh, dude, that was like last month.
When we were little, we used to play a box
with controllers. Gah. Gah. See, nowadays the kids use the keyboards.
At least they're done grown up, see? Make me a sandwich.
Man, I could go off on this whole tangent right now. Don't even get me started.
Try
it. Alright, dude, then let's leave it.
Windows macros. Son.
What about him?
Oh, no. Need him. Leave it alone. That's bad topic.
You could use
Windows. Dude, we've been promised like a windowed mode in the game. Oh, dude, I don't even want to. Don't get me on that, please.
It's a good vibe in here right now. It's nice.
I'm liking this vibe.
You suck.
Controllers suck. Who said that?
You know, let's say keyboard and controller. That's fine. Mouse, get out.
Yeah, okay.
I think we can all be in agreement with that. Mouse.
And then after we get rid of all the mouse people, we'll get rid of all the controllers.
Okay.
Here's to you, Mr. I can't type because I'm using a controller boy. Mr. I can't type, so I use a controller boy.
Oh my god, can we move along, please?
That would be fantastic. Alright, another email we got from Child. I love this email. Top 10 Chinisms right here.
Top 10 Chinisms.
Top 10, we can't even say it. We're like,
Top 10 things. Number 10.
You're the man now, dog.
Did I say that?
Apparently.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it would be on here if you haven't said it. Number 9 is indeed.
No, it's more like indeed.
Well, I don't know, Chin. How do you say it?
Indeed.
Yeah, that's it. That's number 9, right there. Number 8 is.
That's not a Chinism.
That's an annoying computer thing.
I
hate it. Because he's probably using a friggin' controller when he plays it.
I'm just reading the email.
Wah, wah, wah. I'm
just reading the email.
Actually, I have made that noise a few times. I'm glad it's number 8.
Well, then
though,
you
not
shut
like
up. If you have made that noise.
Listen,
oh, snap.
Controller boy.
Holy crap, dude.
I do use a controller.
I'm taking my controller and I'm going home.
Screw you, Gab. I'm going home.
He my controller.
Yeah, tell you guys. I need the controller.
All right.
Well, you can read the rest.
I never pulled it up.
I just sent it into the chat.
Right there.
Learn how to read.
Dude, I can't read. So I depend violent. On you to tell me this stuff so I can make fun of you for using a controller.
Pet Food Alpha is supposed to be a peace-loving society.
Oh, number 8. Oh,
I was thinking.
Whoa,
hey,
oh,
hey,
oh.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Sorry.
Wait, what? Anyway, Jamaican me crazy, man.
What?
It's definitely Mon.
Mon. Yeah, I don't remember that one so much, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Number 6. The email.
Yeah, there you go.
How about them apples?
Sun.
Oh, I hate
No, wait,
four.
Sun has to be number 1.
I hate number 4. I hate it. I what like is to it? Move it, move it.
Oh, God. You started it.
What number was that for? Okay, 3 is...
3.
Deluxe Burger Sandwich. It's spelt wrong, though, in this. This is actually spelt, like, the correct way.
I don't know what that's all about.
Deluxe Burger Sandwich.
Who spells things correctly? Who does
Deluxe Burger Sandwich!
It's not even spelled
right. Didn't happen.
Like, the word sandwich isn't even spelled right for the actual word sandwich.
And then
wow.
Number two
dude,
is awesome.
Even our freaking
He's never
going to
send us an
crushing.
Email again. You're like...
dude, you have too many typos. We're never eating this shit ever again.
No, it's not a typo. It's just the fact that...
Sorry,
Fuse. I would never type it out, like, the right way. Anyway.
Fuse hates me and my vulgarity.
Number two is definitely I'll cut you.
I think that's
wrong
been...
because cut you is really one word. It's chew. I'll cut you.
Yeah, I think I have gotten that threat more than any other host.
Well, this one says it's always directed towards Fusion, which usually, you know, because I just want to cut the wire to his controller. And number one is true, because
dude,
I can never think of anything else to say.
Sun was not even in there, and that should decidedly at least be in the top five.
Yeah, let's take out I like to move it, because that was a one-time mistake that I'll never make again.
One-time mistake that'll haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, we'll put Sun in there, and Fun is just Sun.
Sun?
Talking about Sun?
Sandwich!
Ha ha ha, Sun. You sound like Chris, like, hold on, is it Dave Chappelle, Rick James, when you say that?
Son?
I'm Rick James, son! Inserting
don't
obvious other
us,
words.
Son?
Buy another one, you rich guild trader! Alright, we've definitely gone off on tangents.
Yeah, okay, next, yeah.
Email. That's all we got this week.
We ain't got nothing but tangents for you, baby.
Yeah, so anyway.
I want some cosines too, son.
Alright, that's
oh
all
no. Cosines?
Let's wrap it up.
Good idea.
Wrap up a nice little package.
Just done. Dude, what is it with you talking about packages? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, first you want to send me a controller with a package. I don't
know
how
to
take that.
Wait, with controllers.
Is that like a wired package? Or is it wireless?
Please, okay, let's end the show! End of the show!
Okay, so check out our forums, check out our website, petfoodalpha.com. You can send your emails, questions, comments, hate email, love for controllers, all that good stuff.
Hate for controllers! Hate for controllers! Hate for controllers! Hate for controllers!
PetFoodAlpha@gmail.com. That is it! Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. And keep using your
bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later.